You know, I had just said to them, I said, oh, thank you that you're here. Like family. How long have you guys been coming to music? 3 years? 4 years? 5 years?
I don't
Who
know.
Knows?
I'm at the age where I've lost all track.
That's good. We don't want to remember. There's some things we don't want to remember. Much. That was great. Reminds us. And so I want to start out with, from the silence we hear, be still. And so I'm going to invite us today to receive in silence the recognition, the power that flows to us, for us, from us, which is the I am. We are not being asked to discover how to be less of ourselves. We are being asked to discover who we truly are. Everybody breathe into that. Who are we? Who am I? And last week I spoke about making this season a time of awakening, a time to feel renewed and refreshed, of allowing this year of discovering the Christ within us, the hope and the glory. And I asked each of us to set aside any conflict, any doubts, any fears. Just let's set them aside. And so I'm going to invite us today to receive in silence the recognition, the power that flows to us, for us, from us, which is the I am. We are not being asked to discover how to be less of ourselves. We are being asked to discover who we truly are. Everybody breathe into that. Who are we? Who am I? And last week I spoke about making this season a time of awakening, a time to feel renewed and refreshed, of allowing this year of discovering the Christ within us, the hope and the glory. And I asked each of us to set aside any conflict, any doubts, any fears. Just let's set them aside. You can pick them up later if you want. Let's, this season, give ourselves the gift of letting go so we can embrace our own divine nature. Because I believe that's what we're here to do. To awaken that part in us that at times, I don't know about you, but at times I forget. And I love the holiday season, the time to remember. And so let us, this Christmas, remember to feel, to know the light within ourselves. People said it up here, lives have changed because of coming to a community where we get to be accepted with all our idiosyncrasies, our foibles, whatever you want to call it. And allowing that greater awakening, a deeper connection to the I am within. To be so full of it that we're almost ready to explode. So I'm going to invite each one of us to give permission to that light within you to shine. And first we ask the question, why is it we want to do this? Of what benefit is it? What's it for? Of what benefit? That sounds like a lot of work, maybe. I have to like myself. See, I believe it's important for each and every one of us to cultivate, to know there is a power waiting for our allowing. It's already in you. Waiting to be acknowledged, to be recognized. And I believe that there is a call deep from within us at this time, especially with all the twinkling lights and all the joy and all the hurriedness, to stop. And to say within each and every one of us, there is so much more life to be felt, to be expressed, to be acknowledged. And there must be a greater meaning to each and every one of our lives. From the quiet place within, each one of us, where we can hear the voice of this season saying, listen, listen, be still, and know the Spirit of God within you. It is here to serve you. It is alive within you, as you. So stop. Be silent. Quiet. Quiet the mind chatter. It says, I don't know what she's trying to do here. Be in the silence. Everything is all right. The gift of this moment awaits you. So let's just stop and breathe into that. The gift awaits you. Imagine that you have a friend, and this friend will never refuse you anything. Your friend has the power to grant your requests. This friend is strong, affluent, self-sufficient, doesn't need anything. Your friend has infinite resources, which makes possible all of your requests. Can you imagine? Your friend only desires to be of great benefit to you. How would that feel? Imagine you are never alone. Now, the only condition that this friend asks of you is that everything your friend gives you or does for you must be used for constructive purposes. Think of that. No harm should ever come to you or to anyone else. Suppose your friend, great friend, guarantees you absolute protection. Nothing is against you. Everything is for you. And tells you personally, you will always be safe. No harm can come to you. I don't know about you, but wow. This would be a great friend. On the other hand, suppose your friend laid down conditions for your friendship. And the conditions are, you must embrace and receive the gift. You can't say, oh, no, thank you. I don't want that. You have to embrace and receive. You cannot take the gift that you will be given unless you first believe that your friend fully intends for you to have this gift. It is for you personally. It has been designed just for you. And your friend is so pleased to give it to you. Your friend can't imagine not giving it to you from the fullness of your friend's heart. In truth, this gift that you are about to receive has already been given. However, there's the caveat. It waits for you, for your willingness to receive. So are you ready? Are you ready to receive? Are you ready to trust your friend? Your friend will not force you to take this gift. You must be willing to receive. You must know you are worthy of the gift. I am worthy. Let's say that together. I am worthy. Let's say it again. I am worthy. Take it in deep. Don't hesitate. I am worthy. Don't hesitate to receive this gift today. So I ask you again, are you ready? Are you ready? Do I hear a yes?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you really ready?
Yes.
Good. So now is your time to receive this gift. And Mary Ellen and Peter, please come forward. You all have a candle? Did anybody not get a candle? Excuse me? Okay, raise your hand. Okay, would you have your candle here, folks? Okay, here's what's going to happen. They're going to come down the aisle. Notice what I'm going to do. I hold my candle out. Peter puts his candle into my flame to receive. Oops. You are powerful. Receive, remember? Okay. Prepare thyself to receive. Good. Hold it up straight. Okay. Notice Mary Ellen's doing this. So I want you to remain seated. They're going to come down either aisle. They're going to light the first person on the aisle's candle. You know how to do it now, yeah? You put your candle in to receive the gift, yes? Okay, they will come through and start. Just one. And take in at this time, I am the light I am.
I am a light, I am a light, I am a light in this world. I am a light, I am a light, I am a light in this world. And I shine, and I shine, and I shine, and I shine so bright. And I shine, and I shine,
and I shine.
please, Jeff. I just take in the gift. I am the light. I am. I am the light. I am. The light within me is my divine nature. This day, I let myself accept it. I stop and I know I am loved. I am sourced by the living, loving God within. Keep looking at your light as I read to you. Peace is at the power of the heart of God. My peace is found at the heart of God. The heart of God for me is found at the very center of my being. It does not matter how closely the confusion of the outer world presses against me. I am not even disturbed by the confusion of my immediate environment. I know that the only way to counteract confusion is to bring peace into play. Peace, I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. These words of assurance, let it stay within your heart this day. Receive the gift that is being given wholeheartedly. It has always been there for you. Receive. Receive. Hear the angels singing, echoing in the depths of your being. You are the light you are. You are the light you are. The light within you is your divine nature, the gift is given you this day. Receive, receive, accept. Know that beyond anything else, you are so loved, you are sourced by the living, loving God within. Your greatest friend and supporter. Take a breath, breathe it in. Be the gift, know the gift, receive the gift. It is yours, always has been. So knowing that there is only one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing essence, this day, the light within us will shine forevermore because we will each remember, I am the light I am. I am the light I am. Say it with me. I am the light I am. I am the light I am. I am the light I am. And so it is. Amen. Gently blow your candle out. And just hold it for a while. And so let's have the ushers come forward. This is the time of our giving. (Clears throat) And so let's say our giving effort.